This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That's Pete Schrager, who displaced Fitzy, Ted Johnson, whoever you think the biggest homer analyst of the 2025 New England Patriots is. You have to step aside. Jerry Thornton, because Pete Schrager just one-upped y'all.
Out, baby.
Holy
what
Moses.
Real quick, what do you guys think of when you hear this song? Do you guys know what this is?
I'm now going to think of you dancing terribly.
You got to get Tropic Thunder. Watch the movie Tropic
Thunder. Oh, I've seen Tropic Thunder.
So it's
you can't talk about a lot of things in that movie.
It's Les Grossman.
No.
Tom Cruise's character.
Oh,
and he's dancing to this song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
One of the best.
You have a great
ever.
Movie memory.
I love movies.
That's a weird, you remember everything from
Tropic
movies.
Thunder. I'm a Tom Cruise fan too, though.
Okay.
Every time I tell somebody that I work with Ted Johnson, I mean, almost 95% of the time, they're like, ask him about Avatar.
Avatar.
Which he forgot about with Arkan when somebody said, what's your favorite movie? He was like, you said something else.
You know, off day. The brain, not firing all pistons right there. But yeah. Yeah.
So Pete Schrager is on your bandwagon.
He's a fan of the coach.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
And he thinks Drake May, what did he say? We can forget the interceptions. Whatever. He just glossed over those, which I agree. It's freaking passing camp in May.
Which I would disagree, but that's okay. We don't need to get into that now.
Like, we're not going to be, we'll have more evidence than those if Drake May is a problem. Once we get into pads,
correct.
Once we get into other stuff, the only thing we'll do to reference those is be like, we should have seen it coming. We got off to a bad start in the first practice, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But Mike Reese updated us. There was no media at the practice, but his sources tell him Drake May was awesome. There were no issues with interceptions.
Turnover free was
turnover
the phrase
free.
That he used.
Okay.
Turnover free.
That was forged in Foxborough level propaganda coming out of him.
Because I'm going to
consider the source. No offense, Mike Reese, but consider the source.
And I believe that he has a good source. I'm just saying the sources can fib to you.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Alex Cora told us that Garrett Crochet was going to go deep into a ball game, and he didn't. And then Alex Cora told us he was going to be here 3:15, and he wasn't. So sources can be wrong, even if they're the best source you can possibly get in the world. But I would say if Drake May was completely turnover-free, I'd have to go back and check my notes from last training camp. I don't know if Drake May's ever been completely turnover-free
might
in his
be
life.
True. Might be
between
true.
Fumbles but, and interceptions.
But,
like,
but let me ask you this. So Peter Schrager, basically just tongue bath of the Patriots, was basically based off of Vrabel and McDaniels.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Which I gave you in our fight, Josh McDaniels, to me is the biggest sure thing. Josh McDaniels is good with young quarterbacks. He's going to be good with the young quarterback. What that leads to and all, I don't know. But isn't he the surest of sure? He's surer than Vrabel.
Okay, then why are you skeptical of what their win total will be this year?
Everything
and the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
We can dismiss all that. Drake May's like, I like this guy. Do you hear this guy? Just great question, Fitzy. We can just dismiss all that. I also love the brazen nature which he tells you what he's doing. We'll just dismiss all that. Okay, anything that goes against your point, we'll dismiss.
I do like the coaching profile of this team, though.
Yes.
Compared to last year when everyone was coaching for the first time their positions, these position coaches have literally been in the game for 20, 30 years and have actually been head coaches as well. And so the profile of the coaching staff, to me, is one of the best, my guess, you'll see around.
And I'll take it a step further, Fitzy. They were picked by the head coach, I believe.
Correct.
Which I think is – last year they weren't. Last year it was Elliott. Oh, who do you have in your Rolodex that we could to do this?
That was the biggest red flag for me was – Elliott Wolf's hiring all of Gerard Mayo's coaches?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Red flag, baby. Red flag. This guy is not ready for the job. How does any – if you're going to be a head coach, Gerard, I'm sorry, buddy. If you ever want to be a head coach again, you're out there listening. Dude, get a Rolodex. Get some guys that you can hire so that they're your guys.
And you know who knew it more than anybody? Because if you remember this, I was sitting right there. No, not you, Ted. I'm not talking about you. It's not always about you.
It's about me right now.
Sometimes it's about Gerard Mayo. I remember sitting there at the press conference where he introduced his coaching staff, and Stiz, you might be able to go back and find this. He said, I'll probably make some changes at the end of the season. Usually you don't get your coaching staff right the first time, so there'll probably be some guys that are here that won't be
here.
Did
you say that?
Oh, my God, yes. And I was like, wait, you're already thinking of firing somebody before they've even started the job? We don't need to rehash the debacle that was the Gerard, but that was a bad sign. He didn't pick his coaches, and he wasn't sure about his coaches, and sure as hell, the staff wasn't good. Then we started to hear whispers. Your guy Curran and Phil were all over the poor wide receivers coach by midseason.
They were hammering him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They crushed
that. He was
that
a high school wide receivers coach.
Well, let's say, hey, Belichick's hired lacrosse coaches, the coaches DBs, too. So,
it's true.
Cut them some slack, maybe.
Stiz, you have some of that?
No, I would say, look, we all have to get better. And it starts, with me, and it starts with the coaches. And that's part of coming together as a staff. So we all have to get better. We all want to win games, and we need to win games now. And I think, the sense of urgency message wasn't just for the players. It's also for the coaches. And, nothing in this world, no matter who you are, myself included, is guaranteed.
Yeah, he thought he was going to make changes to his staff when Robert was like, no. Hold on, pause. We're going to make changes to the entire
staff. Did I say this was going to be a long three-year rebuild process? I meant just 1 year. You're going to be out of here.
So the stability of this coaching staff, okay, I'll even give you the entire staff is a given, the stability of it. Like, I've pushed back a little bit on the cooks in the kitchen thing, how many offensive voices there could be depending on if it goes a little sideways and maybe some disagreement.
But if Josh is the head of it, you feel confident he's not worried about
and
that.
And did you see the shape he's in?
Huh?
He is
Oh, my God,
skinny.
Andy.
Iron Josh. Wait,
he
Iron
is in
Josh?
Good shape. He got in good shape. Some guys get fat when they're out of the football for a year.
He did.
No. He's in great shape.
Oh, maybe right now, but he went through a fat stage in his
I think that was in Oakland. I mean, Las Vegas.
All right.
No, I think the out of football, he got
so
in shape.
He's locked in. He's focused. He's ready to go.
Mind right, grind right, body right, that whole thing.
The offensive coordinator is locked in.
Yeah.
Physically. Good.
When I give you a positive, you yell at me for it.
His BMI will definitely affect their PPP.
I can't believe the BMI hasn't been mentioned by you yet today.
I hate BMI. I was clinically obese for years with a BMI because it doesn't take into account muscle mass.
Gotcha.
Right? You must have said that to somebody at some point.
Never, not once.
Ordering life insurance, and they're
this show is a hell of a drug today.
But the Drake May part of it, which Peter Schrager just dismisses, or Ben Solak, and he went to a place that
he went to where I haven't even gone.
So,
this is interesting audio.
I do want to say who Ben Solak is first of all.
Yeah,
because Ted wasn't totally familiar.
Well,
and Fitzy, why don't you describe it? Because you actually said it in a way that I enjoyed. Because you kind of took shots at him and the person he works with, but also brought some credibility to him.
Ben Solak, who used to work for The Ringer and now is an employee of ESPN.com. is an analytics forward, School of Mina Kimes football wunderkind, who sometimes offers brilliant takes and analysis while studying film, and sometimes goes way out over his nerd skis. but has always been a big fan of Drake May.
That
lives in his mother's basement.
That I actually think sums up who Ben Solak is. You would look at him and call him like a skinny necked nerd or something.
Based on that, that's enough for me to listen to his opinion. I'm curious what he has to say about Drake May.
So he wrote this, and I don't think we have audio.
No audio.
When there's audio version of this, if he gets on NFL Live or something, we'll have it. But he said, here's something I struggle to put into words. Jaden Daniels had a historically productive rookie season. The Commanders fan base and team brass should feel confident and inspired about the future of the position. And you're like, why are they reading this to me in Boston? What do I care about Jaden? Yeah, he went to the NFC title game. Great. However, I'm still as, if not more, impressed by how well Drake May played on that terrible Patriots offense last season. Statistically, he can't hold a candle. But degree of difficulty, May was playing a completely different sport. I'll put it this way and hope Metropolitan D.C. doesn't come for my head. Patriots fans should feel as confident and inspired about their future at quarterback as Commanders fans do right now. Ted Johnson, thoughts?
No, I'm with him 100%. I wish he would go further. He needs to give he needs to give examples, cite examples of what he's. What did you see specifically? Was it a throw against this team in this situation? What is it about his game that makes him so impressed? Like just to say, if you're a Drake May fan, and then you say, okay, if you just point out the fact that they had a terrible offensive line and terrible wide receivers, and which I always argue, that's one thing. But what else did you see about him that makes you think he might ultimately be better than Jaden Daniels?
Okay, that's a perfect question for you to ask, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to do Ben Solak's job for him on the other side. Ted Johnson will tell you why exactly, specifically, examples, detail of why Drake May is as optimistic heading into his second season as Jaden Daniels, who went to the NFC title game. Ted Johnson better prep quick during this break. WEI Afternoons back at you.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Tommy Curran, do you give a poop about the fact that Drake May threw 4 interceptions the other day?
Yes, I do. He's about to get the Tatum treatment, where people expect a lot from a 3rd overall pick and perhaps a franchise savior type player. And is he ready for it? Is he ready to be called out? Is he ready for people to flip out about 4 picks at an OTA? Because he's not Mac Jones and he's not Joe Milton. He's a 3rd overall pick, and everybody has thrown bouquets and sung hosannas and hallelujahs since he got here. And they want a return on the potential. So that's, I think, is very interesting to watch unfold.
That was Tom Curran with us here on WEEI Afternoons last Thursday, reacting to Drake May's 4 interceptions in 8 passes, which I actually thought was reacted to somewhat in a measured sense. I didn't think people overreacted. I was actually a little surprised that there wasn't more uproar. Fitzy, did you, I know you like to work the socials and the various chains where fans can react or overreact. What do you think the general reaction was to those 4 picks?
Muted, understated, and rational, which is amazing for the majority of Patriots Nation. Yeah, people, like, come on. It's a practice in the middle of May. He's getting a new system down, integrating new players into the practice. Is it great? No one's going to be saying hallelujah, lighting off fireworks and doing some sort of fancy celebratory dance. But to lose your mind, you'd have to ratchet up some real fake anger to say that this is going to prevent you from enjoying the summertime or cause significant concern for the upcoming season.
I just wish you guys were covering me during my playing time.
I was.
Johnson, he dismissed all those tackles. No problem. It's all good. You know, make excuses for him. Look, I'm with Tom Curran. Good for him to, like, you know, hey, it says something.
It's bad.
I know it's not like, okay, I know it's end all be all, but there's something you can glean from it. You know, this is where he is the first day under Josh McDaniels. It wasn't good. Well, and so that is enough to be concerned at this point of the process. And this part of it is, I'm kind of tired of the Patriots telling me this, you know, hey, it's a process. It's, you know, we're getting there. We're trying to think. It's like, can we have a little bit of sense of urgency right now?
Yeah.
In how we perform. Mm-hmm. And so that's all I'm saying is, like, this kid needs to be pushed and feel pressure.
So
not just, hey, 4 interceptions. That's okay, buddy. You know,
that's never okay.
But isn't that also, but what we've heard a ton of, you guys, haven't we heard from the Currens of the world and more, like, renewed sense of energy, renewed purpose, greater drive. Everyone's taking things more seriously in Foxborough this season.
Yeah, supposedly more urgency, more. And
that comes from the head coach.
Yeah, and it should.
More than anything.
There's no way Mike Vrabel was okay throwing 4 picks. No chance. No chance. And I think I said this to you on Thursday, Ted. I don't care what level you're at. Flag football with your fifth grade team. If the kid throws 4 picks in the first 8 passes, you're looking around to see if there's another kid that can throw the ball.
He's not playing the second half.
Right.
I don't know. As bad as I am at throwing, I don't know if I could throw 4 if I tried.
Right.
In the first 8 pass attempts.
It should never happen. Certainly should never happen to a second year quarterback. Because everybody.
I did see on the funnier side of Pat's socials and Pat's fandom. People saying, like, 2 of those 4 picks went to Christian Gonzalez. So elite, now Drake May can't even sneak a pass by him.
That's how you rationalize it. That's absolutely. And we're going to be doing that in the summer, in August. But, Ted, you asked the question. Ben Solak says that Patriots fans should be every bit as excited or more about Drake May as Commanders are about Jaden Daniels, who led them to a total of 13 wins, I believe, when you include the postseason, went to an NFC title game as a rookie quarterback. And you said, well, I just wish he had a little more substance with the argument. So what's the substance? You're a May guy.
I am a May guy.
Where's the substance?
A
Why
lot
are
of
you
it
excited?
Is just, it's just, it's certain plays that he's made, throws that he's made that I've never seen anybody make.
Never.
Well, Not in a Patriots uniform. I'll say that. I've never seen Tom Brady make some of the throws that Drake May made.
What about Drew? He had a cannon.
Love him. But not while he wasn't leaving the pocket and rolling out to his right and throwing back to his left on a dime to a guy that's running across the field. That wasn't Drew's thing. Mm-hmm. That's Drake May's thing.
Yeah.
Drake May's going out of bounds, and he takes the ball from his right hand and moves it to his left hand to reach it out of bounds so that he doesn't get hit and then fumble it inbounds. Mm-hmm. I never saw Drew do stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, that last play, if you ever look at Drake May's, when he leaves the pocket, what was it? The Tennessee game that went to overtime? You guys remember that?
Yep.
The last play of regulation?
Yeah.
It was like a 16-second play where he zigzags back and forth, back and forth.
Yep.
And then right as he's getting hit, he throws it up. Ramondre Stevenson touchdown. They go to overtime and lose.
I was going to say, what happened in overtime?
They lose. But They got him. He got him. He got him to over. He got him to overtime.
Booty was double or triple covered. I think
he got him to overtime. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's like a lot of plays in different games where I go, I've never seen that before, and so that's what gives me hope. I just looked at real quick. I almost wanted to go game by game, but okay. You didn't give me enough time.
Yep.
You put me on the spot.
Put you on the spot. Let's go.
So the first two games he started, Texans, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
46-70, five touchdowns, two interceptions, and six sacks. Mm-hmm. And they lost both of those games.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that 46-70,
five touchdowns, six sacks.
I don't love the six sacks, but.
Okay. You putting that on him?
Not all of it.
Okay.
Sometimes, though.
The worst offensive line in the NFL last year was the New England Patriots offensive line, and yes. you're not giving those to those guys, huh? You want to blame the quarterback?
No, I don't want to blame the quarterback. I'm just saying sometimes that he makes some decisions that I think contribute to his own pressures, as young quarterbacks do. But I want to ask you a serious question here. This is not me busting balls.
Any good points that I made?
Good points. Okay. No, he makes great throws. But he also makes head-scratching decisions and throws at times in games.
Under pressure.
Sometimes late.
When the defense is giving up a touchdown, now all of a sudden you got to make some great play with terrible offensive line and terrible wide receivers.
Wow. Are you the guy who said we don't make excuses?
You know what? For this quarterback in his rookie year,
says that the truth is never mean. Those are just facts that Ted is
saying. I actually agree with both truths of his rookie year. Like, there were wow offensive plays, wow throws, wow, oh my God, this guy, we've never seen a quarterback like this. We now have one of those modern quarterbacks that can do the different
Mahomesian
things.
Mahomesian.
Yes. But then there were mistakes. And do you just write those off as... That's a young quarterback. You're going to get that with anybody. The fact that you're getting the good is something you don't always get. The bad is always going to come with young quarterbacks.
In the first year especially, you will get the benefit of the doubt from me. I will make excuse. If I see things in his game that make me think his ceiling is really high, which I did, I'm a little more apt to excuse away the mistakes, considering how bad that Patriots defense was that never got off the field. Holy cow, they've given up points all season long, and so they put the quarterback in a tough spot. And another reason is I played against one of the best all time, Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Anybody remember how he was his rookie year?
28 interceptions, set a record.
Yeah. So
record.
So what does he do? He's like a supercharged computer. He learns from his mistakes, Peyton mm-hmm. did. Mm-hmm. I think Drake May will do the same thing.
All right. 617-779-7937, Justin in Washington. Yes, Washington, where Jaden Daniels plays, calling in about this May-Daniels comparison. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen, I am a Patriots fan first and foremost. Grew up watching Teddy football over there, smack running back coming in the hole. But I am a Commanders season tickets holder, and I don't think Drake May is even remotely close to playing the same game that Jaden Daniels is playing, to flip it around. The Commanders are replacing three of their five offensive linemen from last year and had one of the worst offensive linemen. They signed A.J. Osborne off the Patriots practice squad because outside of Terry McLaurin, they had no wide receivers. The running back room that Jaden Daniels played with last year was worse than the Patriots. And their tight ends, the corpse of Zach Ertz, are worse than what Drake May was playing with. Ugh. Additionally, Jaden Daniels is much more accurate. He didn't make those rookie mistakes. And he's a winner, unlike Drake May. So I guess my question for you folks is, outside of Justin Herbert, in the last 25 years, every single franchise quarterback has made the playoffs in their first two seasons. Yep. When Drake May and the Patriots miss the playoffs this year, which they will do, is Drake May a bust? Or do we have to keep pretending that he's not, just like beat writers did with the Red Sox this season?
Thanks for the call, Justin.
For a former Patriots fan, he just took a big steamy dump on the Patriots.
That was
like, tough. He's not wrong, though. Well, honestly, when Jaden Daniels, who's the only quarterback last year, Ted, who ran around and completed a pass longer than Drake May in Tennessee on that miracle against the Bears, he wasn't exactly throwing to the 1999 St. Louis Rams of an offense. You know what I mean?
No, but Terry McLaurin is better than anything that sniffed a Patriots uniform in 10 years.
He's awesome. So, and please, honestly, and too, the tight end, I mean, Zach Ertz is a better.
He's good. He's good enough.
You think Hunter Henry's better?
At this point in their careers, I'd argue that.
I think there's an argument.
Fair.
Their line was better.
Brian Robinson, their running back, did he fumble seven times?
Their running backs were better.
Okay.
Eckler, the corpse of Eckler, as Keith said.
Last thing, my man from D.C., and I love him. Thanks for the support. Who was the offensive coordinator? Cliff Kingsbury or the guy last year?
Oh.
Who had never been an offensive coordinator ever.
He has a name.
He'd never been a coordinator ever. So, I don't know. I think that goes a long way, too. I think there was much better coaching in Washington than the Patriots had.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about Drake May. Is he as good or is his future as bright as Jaden Daniels? Justin in D.C. didn't seem to think so, but Ted Johnson is on board with Ben Solak, his new best buddy. Take your calls. Talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Grew up watching Teddy football over there, smack running back coming in the hole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.